Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's the Burt Show.
All right, parents. Lord, do I need your help. My little heart broke last
week. Lord. He brought up the Lord's name. Man,
bless his heart.
Lord, I need your help.
Doing the best I can. Doing the best I can. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T. So we found out last week that Hayden was the lead in a school play.
It's fantastic.
It's
awesome.
It's really great, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Except he never told us about it, and he was rehearsing for 30 days.
Aww.
Every night at the dinner table, I say to him, Hayden, tell me about your day. Or as soon as he comes in from school, Hayden, tell me about your day. Oh, same. You know, did Spanish, you know, PE today, learned a couple of new words. 30 days rehearsing for the lead in Where the Wild Things Are. Not one word.
He was a little Max
about
dude.
It. Yeah, it was Max, man. And all the other parents said that they killed it. But we found out about it the day of the play. Some parent called Stacy and said, hey, look, I know you're going to be there late today. So would you mind driving my kid home also? And Stacy said, what are you talking about? And their mom said, well, you know, the play today. Hayden, Max, Where the Wild Things Are?
Nothing. She did not.
It's not even like he was like a bush in one of the scenes and all he had to do was wave or something. He was the lead, man.
The lead. The lead in the whole thing.
But it's the same thing we did with our parents, though.
I don't know, man. 30 straight days?
No. See, with my parents, it was because I had a boring existence. Now, here's where I think when we talked about this in L.A., because Hayden's been acting ever since, you know, forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it may not be that big of a deal to him. To all of us, it would be a big deal to be the lead in a play, right?
Yeah.
So think of the stuff that, even as adults, some of the stuff that we neglect to tell people about our world that is exciting because it becomes somewhat routine to us. For example, when we talk to Crystal Bowersox, it's a huge deal. She was almost won American Idol. You know, she got the sad, cool story about her boyfriend dumping her the morning of the performance show and all that stuff. Very neat to 90% of the world. There's a chance that we would forget to tell our significant others that we're having that conversation only because it becomes kind of routine for us, mm-hmm. right?
That's, I don't know.
So even as adults, could you see?
I don't know. I think he had a problem separating like a school play from like something he's been doing outside. Like
maybe.
He felt it was a school activity, but he still should have told us about it, you know? So I had to talk to him the other day.
I mean, is it a play where the public was invited to come? Parents were coming to see it?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's where the difference is the fact that it's something he didn't tell you that you would have been able to go to.
Yeah. So I sat him down last week and I said, look, you're not in trouble, man. You're not in trouble at all. I just want to let you know that every little thing that you do is important to your mom and I. So don't think that there's anything that goes on in your day that we're not interested in. Because I think that he just thought, you know, it's not a big deal. Even though every day we say to him, I'm guessing. You know, I don't think you can put the responsibility on the child in that case. It's something, I didn't make some kind of connection.
Mm-hmm.
Something and there where he didn't know.
What did he say?
He
what
said
was his
that
response?
His response was that he was trying to surprise us, which was just a BS answer.
By not telling you at all.
Well, then I guess then maybe in his head he forgot to tell us at the end. I don't know. It was a BS answer anyway. I don't know.
So you really never got an explanation?
Never really did. So for me, the important part was just letting him know. Everything is important, dude. So tell us every little thing.
And
know?
Tonight you're going to have a six-hour dinner with Hayden.
This is The Burt Show.
So I was up at the lake for Memorial Day weekend,
mm-hmm.
you know, doing stuff, you know, lake stuff and boating stuff. Boating is very manly.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen a man on a boat? Please try to, Jen, you were there, so disregard the fact that when it almost sank, Wendy's the one who saved it 2 years ago.
I did see that.
Disregard that
We'll ignore
part.
That right
Thank
now.
Thank you.
Okay.
But, you
save
know,
the sinking boat.
You're doing very manly, boaty things.
Right.
You ever actually work on the engine and stuff like that?
I know where it is.
You ever actually work on the engine and stuff like that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But
look who's asking you.
I would never. I could never. I wouldn't even know where the engine was. At least he got that right.
I actually, there was one time, it was last year when I couldn't start it for whatever reason. So I took the toppy metalish part off.
Is it an inboard or outboard motor?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
No, it's a jet. It's a jet motor.
Okay.
So it's a jet. It's a jet engine.
Okay.
So
All right.
It is. Okay. It's a level of dangerous that you can't even imagine.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to encroach upon your masculine side.
It's a twin jet engine.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Oh. All right.
So why don't you back up?
Okay.
Even more powerful.
So a couple years ago, I actually did take the toppy part off with the.
Is that the textbook term?
Uh huh.
Toppy part.
And I took that off in the thing around it, and I took that out.
Oh, yeah. We'll play. If listeners could see your hand motions, he's trying to explain it to us, kind of Pictionary style, and kind of go ahead.
Boat owners understand.
I'm sorry.
Sounds like two syllables.
And so, and then when I put it back on, the boat started. So technically, I fixed the boat. Not 100% certain.
So you took the toppy part off and then put the toppy part back on and then the boat started.
No, and I took the toppy part off. I took the ring thing out. I put the ring thing back on. I put the toppy part back on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I missed the ringy thing.
I'm with
okay.
you. Technically, you fixed it.
Okay.
Right. And it started right up.
And you could have died doing it. I know.
There's gasoline.
Good. Yes.
And jet engines.
I know. Mm-hmm. Explosiveness.
Could have pinched your finger between the top and the bottomy thing.
Yeah,
very dangerous.
The toppy thing and the bottomy thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Could have got a bad blood blister.
Okay. Maybe one of you guys can call me back when you grow a penis. But right now, Bert and I are having a conversation about mechanics. Okay?
Oh, my God.
You want to take that one, Melissa?
I've been trying.
So,
if God would just let
me. So we have some friends who have a Wave Runner up on the lake, and we get to use it because they don't go up as often as we do. So they're like, you keep it gassed up and run it and take care of it. And it's, you know, keep it clean and it's yours. I'm like, sure. Yeah. So
does that have a toppy part and ringy thing too?
Shut up. Don't even pretend to know. You can't even drive on 285 without getting a flat. So,
that you didn't know how to fix.
So I went over. Brandon was there and so was the hero truck.
I'm just saying.
I'm trying to tell a story.
Didn't you wait for Brandon?
So
then he showed up and started doing the tire.
So anyways, the Wave Runner is at our friend's dock. So, you know, we pull up and then I say to Jessica, I'm like, hey, just put the nose into the dock and I will leap from the moving boat onto the stationary dock.
Oh boy.
And take, you know, and roll on out of here, you know. And there's people there. It's Memorial Day weekend, so there's people on the dock and having a good time, people around. And this is all good. So I nose right up and I make, man, it was a beautiful masculine leap. From the running boat, moving boat onto the dock. Man, I jumped right on there, like no problem, right?
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
How far away was it?
Yeah, like 3 feet, man. It was a leap.
That was manly.
So about 6 inches.
And there are sharks.
You're such a boaterman.
Lake sharks.
You're a piranha.
Uh-huh. So then I, you know.
Start calling you cat.
I stepped over to the wave.
You're looking like a J. Crew model.
I stepped over to the Wave Runner, you know, and I had my life jacket on, but it wasn't buckled because...
You living on the edge.
Yeah,
that's right.
Right.
Yeah, I'm safe, but not too safe.
Thank you.
I will not hook that last buckle.
I go over to the Wave Runner and I untie the cable at the front. You know the thing. It's on the little floaty ramp thing, and then I actually use the weight of my body, and I pick up the front of the Wave Runner and I have to push it back into the water.
Yeah.
You know, because that's how you get it off the ramp.
Yeah.
And
right.
I do that. Rawr. And then I step on the little side thing. I swing my leg around. I mean, it was Bo and Luke Duke jumping across the front of the General Lee, man.
Duke's a hazard.
I hopped right on that.
Okay. Jumping and hopping and stretching. You sure this is your story?
So manly, man. It was ridiculous. The only thing that would have made it cooler if I was wearing the morph suit, but I was on there, no problem. And I wave at Jessica, so she turns the boat around and speeds away, and I hit the start button, and that Wave Runner didn't start. So Jessica's gone. And I'm floating on a non-working Wave Runner in choppy waters while people stare at me wondering why I haven't started it yet.
Things you can't look cool doing.
So
did you start buckling that life
I did.
There at that point?
I okay. I had to buckle that in order to leap off the Wave Runner.
Oh, how come I couldn't hear the first help out of your mouth? The first help.
I didn't let out a help. I just jumped off the Wave Runner with my life jacket. Into water that was more shallow than I thought it was, so I fell.
Oh.
and then walked.
Fantastic.
And then pulled the rope and walked the wave runner over to the shore, which was very rocky. And I mean, like big rock, like bouldery rock. So that was a stumbly.
I'm sure they were boulders.
A stumbly walk up the hill. And
and your toesy woesies were hurting you.
Sure. Sure they were.
I'm just imagining a little kid that pulls like their, you know, the horse on the wheels with the rope and everything. You got your little wave runner.
So I called the wave runner fixer place and they're going to take care of it.
They're going to take care of that for you now.
Oh,
that's real sweet of
them.
Honey.
Not so manly.
It was good in the beginning, man.
Your wifey come and rescue you?
That leap from the...
Honey, can you come pick me up?
The boat was moving. I mentioned that, right? I mean, it was probably going... I mean, it was moving.
You said it, and it was in like 2 feet of water, too.
Well, I thought it was deeper, so mentally I was more frightened than the situation
warranted.
But
it's just jumping off the wave runner and then falling into the shallow water.
I didn't realize how deep the water was.
With your buckled life jacket on.
Somebody needs to invent TiVo for your life so we could just rewind and take us right back.
This is The Bird Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear. And it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You're on The Bert Show.
All right, Wendy, explain again exactly how Love, Lost, and Found works on The Bert Show.
Well, Love, Lost, and Found is when you kind of meet somebody out, but through some sort of circumstances, you hit it off right away, but you end up either losing a phone number, not getting a phone number, but you're always thinking about this person. So you come on the show, you give us a couple of details, some highlights of the person that you met, and we sort of ask the Bert Show community on if they know this person and if we can find the person for you.
Here's why this story is so tragic, because dude manned up. I mean, he gets the phone number. In a lot of cases, we'll get a guy calling up saying, look, everything was going so well. End of the night rolls around. Or when we both left the supermarket, there was that second that I knew it and she knew it. Mm-hmm. And I could have gone in for the phone number and I just chickened out and I didn't do it. And okay, so we'll help you out in a case like that. Mm-hmm. But this has more honor to it.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Brian went in, man.
He got the phone number.
Yes.
He went in. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, what's going on, Bert, Jen, Jeff, Melissa, Wendy?
Hello.
Hi.
It's a tragedy, I tell you. It's a tragedy.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, his mood changed quickly. Hey, everybody. Yep.
Yeah. All right, bring us back to that night, exactly where you were, and give us all the details leading up to where we are right now.
It was two Saturdays ago in East Atlanta. I was there with a buddy watching a jazz show, and we went into the, can I name the club?
Sure.
We went into the graveyard toward the end of the night, and almost immediately I ran into this girl that she commented on my height. I'm 6'9", and she's 5'9".
Oh, so, wow.
You know, she's vertically very convenient to talk to in a club like that.
Vertically convenient.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I love it.
But then she accidentally knocked my drink out of my hand, and she was embarrassed. And, you know, I teased her a little bit. And, but we kept talking, and eventually I just said, look, you know, we really ought to go out on a date. So got her number, and you kind of told the rest of the story. Left club, you know, feeling pretty happy, excited. Got up the next day, did my normal weekend stuff, and decided to go to the, I don't know, there was some, like, walk around downtown bike thing. And I rode from Decatur down to downtown and reached for my phone, and it was gone.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And you know, I've been trying to break this habit because apparently it's very unfashionable to wear your phone on your belt. Is that right, lady?
No, if it's while you're riding a bike, I think it's totally cool.
Is it okay that way?
Yeah, I mean, either that or use a magnet and put it right on your helmet.
Or you could always put it in your fanny pack.
Yeah, well, I always find that guys that put, you know, have the holster on their belt that makes the phone go sideways is much cooler than going up and down.
That's just so it doesn't push against your panties.
Well, I was trying to break that habit, but anyway, so you know, at that point, I immediately think of the number, and I'm like, oh, I mean, the phone was not a cheap phone, but you can replace the phone. The possibility that you're going to get, you know, through meeting a new person, though, I mean, that's not really replaceable, so... So I double back, and I'm you know, like, pedaling my little heart out against traffic. People are honking at me. And finally, I get a flat tire.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I know, and I'm like, is this a sign? Maybe I'm supposed to walk, so I'll find the phone. No, I didn't find the phone.
Aww. So let me get this straight. At one point, there was a man walking his bike with one flat tire from... Atlanta to Decatur with an empty fold holster on his belt and no other beautiful woman pulled over to say hi to you?
Exactly.
Wow. This is a romantic story.
Everything came off.
Don't ruin it.
Jeff, don't ruin this. This is a man making an effort. Sweet. He is risking his life going against traffic to find the phone and get his bike.
So, and later that night, I got a weird phone call. Somebody called, asked for Brian. I said, this is Brian, and he hung up. So I'm like, oh, man, this must be the guy. I had emailed my phone and said, look, there's a reward if you just, you know, just for the information on the phone. And the guy hung up. I called back. He kept hanging up on me, and finally he started saying something like, I wouldn't give you that number if I had your phone. So I was feeling pretty bummed at that point. But, you know, after regrouping and thinking about it a little bit, I Googled what I did know about her, which is that she's a hairstylist. She lives in Grant Park. She works in Marietta. And immediately I started seeing reviews for stylists by her name. And so, you know, over the course of the last week, I'm calling some of these salons and, you know, trying to figure out exactly, you know, a tactful way of saying, is there a Lauren that works there? And, you know, trying to get descriptions, get a description of them and rule out the ones that I could find via the internet like that. And I was able to do that by looking at some of the bios on the websites. And actually last Saturday I went into one in Marietta. And the receptionist was just freaking out. She was like, oh, my God, this is so romantic. It's just like some movie Serendipity. And I was like, well, that's good, because I was afraid I was coming off like a stalker. But
maybe the Serendipity was to meet the receptionist that thought it was really romantic. Have you thought of that? Did you hook up with her?
You know, it's kind of disingenuous to go in there with one goal in mind. And
yeah,
just,
Bert.
Know,
you're dating. What does that have to do with being genuine?
He got the number. There was a backup if this doesn't work. Anyway, move on.
I'm no dummy.
Stupid. I'm 6'9".
How many different salons did you go through on the list looking for her?
About four that I found that there was a definite, you know, large person named Lauren working there, and most of those were either, like I said, off of online bios. And then I went in, you know, the other day. I was sitting in the parking lot going, man, are you really getting ready to go in there and just, you know, come out with a story to some stranger? But anyway, so, you know, and then I looked online, and there's only like, I don't know, 300 or 400 salons in Marietta.
Right.
So that, you know, at this point, I need the A-team.
Yeah, here we are, man. We're here to save the day, dude.
We are here to help.
I think you've got enough details here that I'm pretty confident we're going to find her today, man. I really am.
Good deal.
All right, so here's what we have. You guys met at the graveyard on, what was the date?
22nd.
He remembers it like it was yesterday, man. I love that answer, dude.
You are so cute, Brian.
All right, 22nd at the Graveyard in East Atlanta. You know she's a hairstylist. You know she lives in Grant Park. She works in Marietta. And we got a name, y'all. It's Lauren.
And she's 5'9".
Lauren. Lauren. L-A-U-R-E-N.
Lauren.
And she was with a friend that said she was German.
Okay.
Friend. Did she look German?
What does that mean?
You know, I didn't really get any definitive accents, but I mean, it's kind of loud in there.
Huge biceps. Okay.
Did you get the name of the friend by any chance?
I didn't.
Okay.
Can you give us a physical description other than 5'9"?
Yeah, it's easy. I mean, she's 5'9", and she's got short, dark hair.
Short? How short?
Short. Pretty short. Around the, like, clipper chin? Short on the sides.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah, like to her head short.
Yes.
Okay.
What asking else? About like clothing or anything like that doesn't do us any good because it was a week and a half ago. Short, dark hair, but
anything
she's
else?
5'9".
Like, is she from here?
Describe her breasts.
This is a sweet story.
You know, I'm hesitant to go into trying to guess a woman's age. I would say
no. Don't answer it, dude.
No.
Don't. You're smarter than that.
No, he was gonna guess her age.
Okay.
I know. That's why I
not
still
her bra size.
I know, but I'm still saying shh. All right. Don't even try to guess her age.
How much do you think she weighed?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't do it. Brian, hold on one second. I'm going to put you on hold. I'll give the phone number out, and we'll see if we can get any strong leads for you, okay?
Good deal. Thank you.
All right, hold on.
Did you pinch her sides at all?
And he's 6'9", so that's going to be easy to remember if she hears it or if she told a friend about it.
I bet her phone is buzzing right now. Okay, so here's what we got. We got this guy, Brian, who meets Lauren at the Graveyard on the 22nd. They vibe it up big time. He loses his phone the next day. It has her phone number in it. He's a panic about it, right? Can't find her anywhere. He's gone online and searched for her also. Here's what we know, and here's who we're looking for. Her name is Lauren. She's 5'9". She's a hairstylist. She works in Grant Park. No, she works in Marietta, but she lives in Grant Park. Mm-hmm. And she's got short, dark hair. That's who we're looking for. If you have any leads for us, like, even if you don't know her, if you might know the name of the salon she works at, give us a call and we'll follow those leads, but we need you guys to call.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt-tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear, and it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Hi, we've been spending some good time here with Brian here in the middle of a love lost and found. Here's what we know about the girl that he's trying to track down right now.
Two Saturdays ago in East Atlanta, I was there with a buddy watching a jazz show, and we went into the, can I name the club?
Sure.
We went into the Graveyard toward the end of the night, and almost immediately I ran into this girl that she commented on my height. I'm 6'9", and she's 5'9". We kept talking, and eventually I just said, look, you know, we really ought to go out on a date. So got her number, got up the next day, reached for my phone, and it was gone.
All right, that was Brian a couple of minutes ago. So here's what we know. We know that we are looking for Lauren. That's her name. We know that she is a hairstylist, and all hairstylists know each other. You're all talking all the time. Y'all know each other. So she's up in Marietta. She lives in Grant Park. She's 5'9". She has
vertically
convenient. I love that. And she has short, dark hair. So we don't have all that many leads, Brian. Not that many yet, which I'm surprised by. Here's Helen. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning, guys. I love your show. I listen every morning.
Thank you.
Okay, I might be able to help Brian out, but I don't know. I'm just putting something out there.
Good.
A year ago, I dated a guy who was 7'2", which would make sense that Lauren would have mentioned something about his height, because that would have given them common ground if she thought he was cute, you know. About a year ago, she graduated from cosmetology school. She was living and working in a hair salon in that area, but it's been a year. I don't know if she's still there. And she keeps her hair cut real short, or at least she did a year ago. But her last name is Stegall. S-T-E-G-A-L-L.
Might be the girl.
Okay, would be a stretch for sure.
And which hair salon did she work at?
I don't know. Him and I broke up and went our separate ways, you know.
How was she connected to him?
That was his niece. I dated him, and she was his niece. And, you know, I had family dinners with him and everything, and she always kept her hair cut really short. Cute look. I mean, just cute as she can be. Good job, Brian, if it's her. And I know she was living and working up in that area. Her dad lives in Smyrna, so... I mean, she stays up in that area, and I know she goes to a lot of clubs on the weekends. You know, well, not a lot, but, you know, she likes to see bands. And
well, we don't even know if it's the right girl at this point. So it'll be a real, real, real stretch here. So still what we have here is Brian, who is looking for Lauren. We know she's 5'9". We know they met a couple of weeks ago at the graveyard. We know that she's a hairstylist in Marietta, and she lives in Grant Park. But outside of that, we don't have much except that he's been busting his butt for the last couple of weeks to try to find her.
Right.
He got her phone number, then he lost his phone.
Brian, are you in front of a computer anywhere? You could look up that name maybe on Facebook and check a picture.
Man, I was actually about to ask you guys that, but you wouldn't know what she looks like, would you?
You would have to be looking at it.
We wouldn't, right?
No, I'm actually driving.
Okay.
Hands-free, but driving.
1-877-588 Bert, B-E-R-T, if you have any clues on who she might be. Hey, Sheree, good morning. You are on the Bert Show. Hi.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I don't know this girl personally, but last time I was getting my hair cut in the Elan Salon in Marietta, the hairstylist I used was moving, and she said, hey, that's Lauren over there. You should use her next time you come in. She was pretty tall. She did not have really, really short hair at the time, but again, hairstylists, you know, change all the time. So,
it's a lead. There's a Lauren at a salon in Marietta.
Yeah, I looked at that salon, too.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I think they don't have bios online for that one, but I that may have been one I haven't ruled out.
Yeah, if you're just joining in, Brian knew that she's a hairstylist, so he started calling all of these different salons in Marietta to try to find this girl. Here is Eric, perhaps with the lead. Good morning, Eric. You are on the Burt Show.
Hey, it's actually Garrett.
Yes, it is.
All right, Garrett.
All right, sorry. I actually went to school with Wendy. What's up, Wendy? And had a suggestion for the caller to just check his phone records, because if he called her that night.
Yeah, I tried calling her that night, but there was no service in the club, so it never registered on the network.
Brian
has done everything. He has gone to the salons. He's called the salons. He checked phone records. Dang.
Have you considered that maybe you're not supposed to be with her?
The forces are keeping you guys apart, man.
That's what serendipity was about.
People have said that, but I don't know. I think it was just a random stupid mistake.
And, I think this is so romantic.
I think you should get back to that receptionist and ask her out.
Hey, Melissa, stop on sticking with it.
Yeah. Okay, look, if we don't end up with any leads, then maybe we'll open it up for runners up. But
I can't do that.
But I'd really like to reconnect with her. So hopefully, maybe hairstylists sleep late.
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
Could be. I mean, we got a couple more leads to go through here. And just as a side note, I got to tell you guys, do you remember the Love, Lost, and Found we did with the dude that break dances? Do you guys remember that? They met in a club. She saw him at a club and he was breakdancing. You guys don't remember this?
Barely.
It was a long time ago, right?
Yeah, like in 1981 when breakdancing was cool.
No, that's what was the funny thing about the whole thing is that the dude was breakdancing and she sort of spotted him and they hit it off. And we did end up putting the two together. I saw them this weekend at some event and they're still together.
Really?
Yes.
Cool. We can say we introduced them.
See, that's what Brian's hoping for here.
It still might happen. Hey, Amy, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning.
Hi.
I was listening to you guys. I'm on my way to work, and I actually get my hair done at a place called Claiborne's in Marietta. Mm-hmm. It's on the corner of Powers Ferry and Terrell Mill, and there's a girl there. She's very cute. She has short brown hair. Her name is Lauren, and she lives in Grant Park.
Oh,
we were actually just the last time I got my hair cut, she was like, yeah, I live down in Grant Park, and I'm going to make a snowman in my front yard when it snows.
It couldn't be her.
Yeah, so maybe I'll wait for you guys.
Awesome.
And what was the name of that salon?
It's called Claiborne's.
Okay. Claiborne's.
Brian, would the girl you met make a snowman or would she make a snow angel?
Oh, my God.
Here is...
I don't know how to respond to that.
Here is a different Lauren. Good morning, different Lauren. You are on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hey. I was just going to say that if that falls through, because that sounds pretty promising, but if it falls through, I get my hair done at a place called 313... And it's off Canton Road in Marietta, and the whole staff is just, like, a little bit edgier, hangs out sort of in the same area that he's talking about. I can definitely, I know there's a Lauren that works there.
Okay.
I'm not sure if she's super tall or has short hair, but I know that I've seen her name there before when I've been getting my hair done. So.
Okay, and what's the name of that salon?
313. It's off Canton Road in Marietta, but the whole staff is just a little more on the like punk, edgy side, and a lot of them hang. I go to Graveyard a lot, and I know a lot of people that hang out there from there.
Okay, cool.
We're getting to the point where people are just going to call up and go, "Hey, listen, I get my haircut at the Supercuts up there in Marietta.
I know a girl named Laura.
There's nobody there named Laura. They just do a real good job. If you call them right now, mention my name, you get $10 haircuts all day today.
Yeah,
it's a Supercuts, Marietta Square."
She lives in College Park, still a park.
Brian, she's been to a park.
Right now, her
car's in park.
A lot of times, these things take like 24 hours to put together, so we'll follow the leads later on today, and we'll check out some of the emails that I know that we'll get also, and maybe tomorrow morning around 7:15, we can try to reconnect you guys, all right?
You guys rock. Thank you so much.
All right, dude, don't give up hope. Again, I think this is pretty strong, man.
Yeah.
All right, hold on one second.
Thank you.
Okay. So cute.
See, I don't mind helping him because he did everything possible.
Yeah, I think this one's going to work out here. All right, we got to bail on it right now, but if you have any leads, please email us later and we'll try to hook Brian up with Lauren again. Here's what we know about her, that she's a hairstylist. We know that she works in Marietta and that she lives in Grant Park and she's 5'9". She's got short, dark hair. And this dude has put in some serious mileage to try to find her. Mm-hmm. Serious mileage. So if you know anything, email us later through theburtshow.com.
Get it? The Burt Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt-tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear, and it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps. with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
One of my jobs at The Burt Show is to coordinate our intern staff. Mm-hmm. So our interns are current college students who are earning credit for working with us. And they do a great job. And they do a lot of important things for us behind the scenes that you guys will never hear. But the show would not run properly without them. So big ups to The Burt Show interns. And so oftentimes they recycle through semesters. Sometimes they'll stay a couple of different semesters. We have a new intern starting today for the summer semester. And I have noticed...
We actually have more interns in here than we have us. And that's true. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, I feel like we're about to give a lecture to a class.
Right. Well, one thing I have noticed is a trend amongst interns, and I've been doing this for about 8 years. So this is 8 years of my personal research. Mm-hmm. And that is that there is a typical trend that happened with the guy interns to the show.
Here we go.
And this is just a theory, and y'all can call up and tell me I'm wrong, but this is a theory over my experience with working with The Burt Show and with the guy interns specifically who come to work. Because typically, the way that it has gone, and I will say Carl's an exception to the rule, mm-hmm. maybe the only one.
He's graduated into producership.
Yes, he is producer Carl now. But is that once they have a lot of things, responsibilities to do off the air, typing things and sending stuff for the website and doing mundane tests, spell checking and printing the prep and getting the studio ready for the show and all these different things.
Washing Jen. Like cleaning her and
you had to go to her house
like a cat.
Yeah, and grooming with her hair, putting her makeup on her, brushing Melissa's teeth.
Right. Yeah.
Stuff like that.
They've got mundane tasks to do, but really important ones that if they don't get accomplished, the show doesn't run as well. And then sort of as like a next level, once they've got those things mastered, is we ask the interns to join us on the air. And you've heard all of our interns through the years join us and help us with content and that sort of thing. And I've noticed that the guys, once they get on the air, mm-hmm. their behavior on all of the responsibilities off the air completely changes. It's like somehow they've gotten what they want and all the rest of the responsibilities don't mean anything anymore. And they start to slack on those responsibilities a little bit faster and certainly more predictably than the girls' interns ever do. I mean, they start falling off on some of that mundane stuff.
So the theory here for Jen as the intern coordinator is dudes are busting butt, then they get on the air and then their workload is like cut in 50%, or at least their attitude is cut 50%.
Yeah, all of a sudden, all of their off-air responsibilities are not nearly as important as their on-air persona and that sort of thing. It's like they get sort of a touch of this on-air celebrity, or maybe they go out to a Q100 event and somebody's like, oh, I heard you on the radio, and they have listeners who know who they are, and then all of a sudden, their responsibilities behind the scenes mm-hmm. start slacking off, and I've found with the girl interns, that doesn't happen, that they are more buttoned mm-hmm. up with their responsibilities all across the board, regardless of whether they get on the air or not.
All right, so let's get intern Brandon on. This is his At Mic music. Anytime a new intern is introduced, we've got music that we play for him. This is what he chose. All right, Brandon, so you are continuing a trend, man. You had an opportunity to change the brand, dude.
Change the course of history.
Well, just let me say first, Jim's talking about the male interns, and I'm the only male intern on staff, so I have a feeling, a sneaky suspicion, it's me.
Okay. Well, she's just saying you're a long line of interns that
it's
she's sensing the same
years.
Pattern.
She's whittling down the number of men that are on the staff.
And I don't want to be that way. I want to have a balanced staff. I want to give, you know, opportunities to all students who are eligible to earn college credit. But it seems that this trend sort of repeats its pattern. And I hate to bring this up now because we have been gone for a week and a half. We were in LA and that kind of thing. But before that, we talked about stepping it up on the off-air stuff.
Yeah. And I think that where you may not see how I step up is maybe in the morning at like 5 o'clock when we're trying to print stuff this morning. The computers didn't work. All of us tried. I was the one ultimately that got the computers fixed and all the prep printed.
Look at Melissa's face right now.
Intern Lauren's face.
All right.
Lauren tried. This is Lauren's last. You're never going to hear Lauren more cocky than right now because this is her last day.
I just want to say I did get here first and I was printing everything. And as soon as the printer broke, Brandon was like, oh, it's your last day. Get up. Let me do it. So I was printing stuff. He just kind of took over and was like, oh, no, you don't have to work today. It's your last day.
He's
so
trying to take
I'm just
credit.
Saying.
Now, let me ask you this then, Lauren. On days that you're normally here with Brandon, is he here before you are and working, or are you here first?
I usually don't intern with Brandon.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Melissa, what's that look?
Well, I'm here before Jen. And the print, you know, and for Burt Show listeners, the way it works is that Jen and I, you know, Jen is the entertainment reporter. I'm the news reporter. And we do research throughout the day. But in the morning, we have things printed out for us. In case something happened overnight or there's breaking news that we both need to report on the show. So one of the interns' jobs is to print out everything they're talking about, the prep for the show, is all these stories to be there ready for us. And there seemed to be a trend there for a little bit that I think because Jen was the intern coordinator, that the interns thought, well, the prep should be printed before Jen does her entertainment buzz. But there's a portion of that prep service that is news that I need before 5:30. So I have found that, and I'll say it, that when men are on the staff, that the prep is not there on time.
So, I mean,
today maybe the printer was broken, but somehow on days that Brandon's not here, the printer's not broken. And
I get it
by 5:10, 5:15.
Who does a better job running to your respective houses and walking your dog?
Right. So I'm just saying, I don't
feel that happened until Brandon was on the air and we're talking to him about relationships. And Bert's like, oh, he's got all this great on-air content. Let's put Brandon on the air all the time.
I don't think it has anything to do with that. It's I will be totally honest. Like, normally interns are here for 2 days. I've been here 3 days since I started. And it does wear on you a little bit that I never expected it to be this tolling, being
the schedule.
Yeah, 3 days.
Me neither.
So yeah, for a while it's like.
But that's honest. I appreciate the honest answer.
You guys were in LA, so had a week essentially of not getting up and coming in. So this morning it was kind of, oh my god, I used to have my morning. I'm used to having my mornings for this past week. So it does. It's an adjustment.
I thought you were supposed to be here last week.
Oh damn!
I was here. No, I'm talking about not getting up and not. Well, we only had to come in Wednesday, and Monday. Not so. It's been a week. Monday, you guys were off.
Gotcha.
So it's essentially been.
That
a week.
That was gonna be ugly, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, I was here.
My butt went numb.
Mine too, man.
I think I peed in my seat a little bit. No, well, I think that the one thing about the internship at the Burt Show that nobody thinks about until they have to do it. And just like Brandon's talking about, I think that the hardest part of our job is the physical endurance of doing it.
It's just taxing.
That people
don't
think about.
To me, when people say, how do you do it? How do you get up that? This is not a hard job to me. It's taxing more than anything else.
Well, it's like a marathon. We have to, I mean, it's, you know, yeah. I think the most important aspect of the internship is for the interns to realize, can I hang with the schedule?
Yeah, can I hang with this physically fit bunch of people? And can I fit in with these super in-shape superstars?
Right.
Just the Brandon, schedule shows you can't be physically fit.
Do you think it would be easier to do your internship if we got you an intern?
Yeah, that'd actually be awesome.
We could get here early and
better
do,
be a woman.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you may not work too hard.
Yeah, make sure you don't hire a guy, yeah. Brandon. Well,
also, like, for a while, I was the only intern here one day a week, so it was doing a little bit extra on that one day, doing the job of everybody. And then, so it does take a lot of, you hit a wall, so.
I want to take this away from Brandon for a second and make it, like, a more global question.
Okay.
Like, as a general rule, then, Ken, in what you've seen, you're saying that young women have a better work ethic than young men.
Yes.
Oh, now you're going to blame me.
I don't think that.
Just because you're lazy,
no.
We can't generalize all guys.
I don't think I'm lazy by any means. It's just because it doesn't look like I'm working harder than anybody else doesn't mean I'm not working harder. Like I'm
I see, like
more,
it didn't look like Michael Jordan was working as hard because he had so much talent.
I mean, no, it's not like it's not a talent.
LeBron
anything.
Makes it look so
effortless.
Easy.
No, it's not anything with talent. It's just a lot of times, I think, especially being around the office a lot as I am, everybody expects a high energy me everybody who sees me in the office always sees me as high energy, being wacky and crazy.
I think she's just looking for high quality.
I just want my prep exactly. on time.
Melissa's like, can you just run that Xerox machine real good?
Like Bert said, it's not necessarily about Brandon. It's not about you. I mean,
we've had this conversation before.
This conversation came up before you, and we had male interns in the past and that sort of thing. I just feel like there's an attitude change once they get on the air. And so, and I would say that the female interns that have worked on the show over the last 8 years have had a better work ethic in general, called in less, that kind of thing.
All right, if you want
I've never
in,
called out, though, by the way.
What's that?
I've never called out, by the way. I've
I just said it's
everything.
Not about you.
No, I just want to...
Guess what? It's not about you.
I just want to let that
be here
known.
We go.
I just
Bert,
peed
this
again.
I just want to let that be known.
1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T. Hey, Mark, good morning. You're on The Bert Show. Hi.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Hey, I know. I love this show. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Listen, Brandon, I'm always defending you, bro, but, you know... you disappointed me, man. Like, as a black man, you know, and I hate to bring it there, but you know, Brandon, like, we got to work twice as hard to be seen as half as good. Brandon, you got to represent, dude. You can't be slacking off, man. Come on, man. Come on, bruh.
Not only have you let down men, but you've let down black men everywhere.
I take the onus for the race.
I will say that the one guy who came from our internship program got hired by the show, the only one ever, is Carl, who is a black man.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Carl's representative.
I guarantee you never had that problem out of Carl, because Carl knows what I'm talking about.
Carl opened up the door for you to slam shut.
It's really not about black or white. It's really about male or female.
Which is what we're trying to get to here.
And women do work harder.
What? Even look around the office. Women do work harder. Look at all the interns just in this office alone that have went from intern to job. There's Jen Fallon. There's Tracy. There's Joanna. I mean, all started
and
an intern. I started as an intern.
And you are assuming that all three of those people were good hires. Right?
That they don't regret.
Because do you realize the paperwork that you have to do to fire a woman in this world? Like, it's not like the old days where you could just walk up and grab her boobs and she leaves on her own. No, I've tried that with Melissa like 6 times. Then you gotta sit in human resources.
But I know, but I have to not enjoy it.
Right. I'm sorry, I was drinking orange juice or wine, and next thing you know, Carter was on my lap again.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Please email us later and we'll try to hook Brian up with Lauren again. Here's what we know about her, that she's a hairstylist. We know that she works in Marietta and that she lives in Grant Park, and she's 5'9". She's got short, dark hair. And this dude has put in some serious mileage to try to find her. Mm-hmm. Serious mileage. So if you know anything, email us later through thebertshow.com.
The Bert Show. Q100.
I think we got another lead.
I think
we got a solid lead.
So okay.
My best friend. I'm going to see her right now at work. We work at Clayboards together.
Come on. Seriously?
Yeah, she's my best friend. We met about a month or so ago at Clayboards, and she's a stylist there. She's got short, dark hair, clipper cut, very beautiful. I know exactly what he's talking about. She's my best girlfriend.
Well,
she lives at Grant Park because we're always talking about meeting at the park together.
Okay, let me put you on hold. We want to get your phone number. We got to get these guys together tomorrow on the air.
Yes, because I want to hook her up.
Okay. Perfect. All right.
Perfect. Yay.
So she's single.
Hey, Dale, can you hold on 1 second for me? Because I actually want to talk to you after a couple of commercials, and I want to get some more info about her.
Yeah, sure. No problem.
All right. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
All right. We're going to find more out about Lauren here next.
The Bert Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.